The Ritzville Republican represents Eastern Washington's 9th Legislative District. Scheffler was reportedly notified by the Washington Independent Energy Distributors Association that wholesale gasoline and diesel prices have risen in the state as a result of the cap and tax law and the law creating a low-carbon fuel standard. They were both passed by the legislature in 2021, but did not take effect until recently. Wholesale fuel numbers Scheffler saw this past week revealed gasoline prices had increased by 33.06 cents per gallon due to the cap and tax law, and by 1.54 cents per gallon because of the low-carbon fuel standard. Meanwhile, the wholesale price of a gallon of diesel rose by 42.35 cents as a result of the cap and tax, and by 1.46 cents due to LCFS. He noted heating fuel prices have also sharply increased in recent days with more than 2 months of winter ahead. Scheffler says the wholesale fuel prices that he saw clearly show that cap and tax and the low-carbon fuel standard are forcing fuel prices to increase at Eastern Washington gas stations, and Western Washington gas stations likely will see a similar hike. He says this contradicts claims by the governor and some of his allies that cap and tax and LCFS will cause fuel prices to go up by only a few cents per gallon. Scheffler says this will hurt nearly everyone, commuters, parents taking their kids places, truckers and delivery drivers, and those working in agriculture. I'm Mia Carlson reporting.